Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. We had a slight delay from our 9 o'clock start time, but we're here on a bright sunny Friday evening. I'm sure everybody enjoyed St. Patrick's Day yesterday, so no harm in doing a little bit of hard work here. But today, we have my co-chairman, Senator Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator McGuire, and Senator Thomas. And before us is CS for Senate Bill 76, which is the supplemental appropriations of the legislature. And we do have a CS that's going to be explained to the committee, but before that, if we could have a motion for the adoption of the CS, Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill number 76. /D is our working document.
And I'll object for explanation purposes, and Mr. Thiel and Mr. Grusendorf, can you briefly go over the changes and highlight the major changes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. Before you, you have a spreadsheet, and that's probably what we'll be going down and working off of. It has the colored spreadsheet. The items that are, as you look at this whole package, about, I'm guessing about 90% of the whole package is the governor's request for the supplemental. On the left-hand side, you'll see green running down the side. That indicates that that is in the bill. The orange are items that we have either changed or pulled out of the bill. So, and you also notice a corresponding, where you see orange, you'll see a corresponding pink on the far side. That indicates there was a change from the governor's original request. I guess one of the first notes I should say is, you know, you can see throughout most of the bill is that, you know, we've adopted most of the governor's requests. We've made a few small changes. But as you get on, and I'm just going to move through to the, where some of the bigger changes happened, or where you'll see a lot of the orange. That will, let me get to the right page here. Yeah, starting on page 11 on the bottom, and the whole following next page, you'll notice all those items have been removed. Those are all capital budget items. So this supplemental has no capital budget items in it at all. These are all operating and savings components that we have added here. And probably the page that most folks are wondering about is the very last page. Are the three biggest changes, and there's one more that I think we'll have Mr. Thiel describe after we get through the first four. On line 117, you'll see a $1 billion deposit in the statutory budget reserve savings account. On line 16, we have a $400 million deposit into the power cost equalization fund. And on line 119, you'll see $60 million deposited in the Alaska Marine Highway Vessel Replacement Fund. And there is one other item that is the gambling tax fund, and it's, I believe it's $22.6 million. And if you guys would like an explanation, I think Mr. Thiel would be best to explain that.
Mr. Thiel, can you explain that appropriation?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, David Thiel, Legislative Finance Division. It is not on the spreadsheet because it's a general fund transfer to a general fund account, which means it's a plus-minus general fund. The gambling tax is unrestricted general funds, and we didn't know until this session and discussions with the Department of Administration that, in fact, in 2008, the gambling tax account had gone back to the CBR, so nearly $7 million went to the CBR as repayment of the outstanding liability. And then there's another section here where a little over $10 million of it was taken from the gambling account in October of 2010, and that's based on the Department of Administration's interpretation of the new law. So that what you have is an empty gambling tax account, even though no money has been spent from that gambling account. So this $22.6 million fills up that account where, I guess, arguably it should be. There's another $3 million that was transferred from, that was left in the regional cruise ship portion of that commercial passenger vessel fund. And that fund is now defunct. That was a fund that could be used for emerging ports, and that money is being transferred into the commercial passenger vessel portion of the fund, where it's dedicated and can be used only for the purposes that are quite restrictive by federal constitution. So we're replacing that $3.2 million as well. The total, again, is $22.659 million from the general fund into the unrestricted gambling tax account of the commercial passenger vessel fund.
Further questions regarding the CS? I wonder if you might comment, Mr. Teal, on the reason for the savings. I think that there has been some discussion about the anticipated spring forecast on revenue that hasn't been released yet, but there's some anticipation that there is going to be more than sufficient funds as a result of the higher oil prices that warrant this magnitude of savings at this point.
Mr. Chairman, the fiscal summary shows that if oil continues at its current price, there'll be a surplus for FY11 something in excess of $2 billion. So what you're doing in this bill is saving a good portion of that. If oil were to, prices were to collapse, remember that there's only a few months left in the year, so that even if they went back to $80 and $90 levels, there would still be a substantial surplus.
Thank you for that. Additional comments? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a little additional explanation, especially for the public at home that's watching us this evening. What we have been doing here for the last several years at the Finance Committee is leading a pretty aggressive charge and putting the state in the strongest fiscal position that we can possibly do while we steer the state through the recessionary trends. It appears that the substantial economic downturn is behind us, and we are going to continue with a robust capital budget around the state to build out our infrastructure. But before we do that and enter into this dialogue at this table, we thought it was only prudent to continue our historic trend here and to put substantial savings aside for the future of the state of Alaska and maybe it'll last even long for future generations. The transfer of $400 million to the Power Cost Equalization Fund, the idea there is to set up that endowment fund to work eventually on a percent of market value approach, where we would lower the current payout from 7% to 5%. That would allow that particular entity to run in perpetuity into the future. That will also alleviate the commitment at this table every year for us to add another additional $20 million into the Power Cost Equalization Fund. The Marine Highway Fund, additive of $60 million. What's going on there is we're taking general funds into the Marine Highway Replacement Vessel Fund. It's going to take another appropriation to spend the money and purchase any vessel when we decide to do that. But we're going to take, the intent here is to take the federal money, which would be roughly $60 million in federal money coming in over the next 4 or 5 years, and take that money into Anchorage and Mat-Su, where there's vast needs of road improvements in Anchorage in that metropolitan area. Clearly, we don't need it in the rural areas, and including Southeast, as much as they need it in the northern area. So that's the concept behind that. When we decide at this table, along with the administration, to move forward to replace that first vessel, the Alaska-class ferry, maybe a year or 2 years in the future. The statutory budget reserve savings is one of our primary savings accounts, and we're going to add $1 billion into that. Before the transactions this evening, we are expecting to have roughly, outside of the permanent fund, roughly $15 billion, that's $15 billion outside of the permanent fund, by the end of June in 2012. And we're working on the 2012 budget here over the next month and wrap that up. With this additional additive of $1 billion along with the other $400 million, we're going to be pushing somewhere and with earnings 17 billion plus with all our savings accounts, again outside the permanent fund. So you'll see a lot of discussion at the table here how we're going to structure that 17 roughly billion dollars over the next year and a half. There's substantial energy needs in Fairbanks, and my colleague across the table speaks to us on numerous occasions about that. In Fairbanks, they're on diesel with 23 cents electrical charges. So we are working on dealing with that issue. In Anchorage, there's, as we all know, there's a huge gas concern up there, the shortage of natural gas. So we're looking at building a large hydro, 600 megawatt hydro, or an in-state gas line, or some other energy source. But then when we get into Western Alaska, we still have to figure out how we're going to deal with the Western Alaska needs to get them off of diesel if we're going to have another smaller hydro out there and or geothermal or what have you. So that's also in play. For those folks that live in Southeast, we still have an interest in moving forward to build out some additional hydro so we have enough hydro capacity to heat our homes and run our lights and so on and so forth. So that will be coming over the next couple of years. But besides all that, there's still a lot of work. Senator McGuire has been very active in it, moving the state in a direction off of hydrocarbons into renewable energy and other energy source needs. So that particular issue is also in the works as we go forward over the next couple of years and come up with a more holistic energy solution. So this is just one small step, although it's large dollars here this evening. But clearly, when the state is in the ability to set aside $17 billion with most states around the country worried about solvency issues, we are very fortunate. And I hope we have, over the next year and a half here, the committee members move forward with some substantial policies in place so whoever sits in these chairs 10 years from now will not have the ability to go in and appropriate the funds willy-nilly and run the state out of this substantial cash position over a period of 3 or 4 years and put the state in a very precarious position. So I just wanted to take the time this evening to talk to the folks around the state. And clearly the Senate, with help from the House, has been very active in the last 5 years in saving before we spend. And we have not deviated from that course. And we will have a healthy capital budget to keep our men and women working around the state. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. For the listening audience and those out in TV land, it is not our intent to move this piece of legislation today to put it on the table for discussion. There's going to be additional dialogue both in the House and in Senate caucuses. So this is placed on the table for discussion purposes at this time. So with that, I'll remove my objection. And are there additional comments that any members may have on this particular appropriation bill? Seeing none, thank you again for attending. And apologize for the delay in the meeting, and we will be adjourned.